Okay. Today's topic. Hey, I know today's topic. I really need a female to be on here to give a female's perspective because the topic is geared towards females mainly. Because females are the ones that complain about small parts in the bedroom. Because if a man gets with a female and her vagina is small, a man's not, he's not going to complain. He's going to figure it out. He's going to do other things. And he's not going to say anything and be upset. But we all know a woman has the tendency to be upset if she's not pleased sexually with men having small body parts. And it's something, it happens. Hey, all men are not gifted with large penises, and that can make women upset. But I'm a firm believer, no matter what size the penis is, there's other things that you can do to get your woman aroused or get her to feeling good in the bedroom. Now, it's Sunday morning. I know I don't need to be up here talking about penises. There's a whole lot of other stuff that I could be talking about, but I'm heterosexual and I love women. I'm actually a lesbian inside of a man's body. That's what I believe. Now, this right here, like I said, this topic, women been begging me to talk about it. And I kind of want to shy away from it until I had a female on. But they don't have a female on. So, let's get to it. Every man, like I said, every man is not gifted with size. And you should want more in a relationship than a large dick. To be honest, now, I know a lot will agree. A man with the average size, if a man had an average size dick, he didn't cheat. He's more valuable to you than a man with a large penis that pleases you. He's more valuable. And to switch it up a little bit, you studs, y'all can't really say much because y'all got a cheat code. So it ain't really like you're really pleasing because y'all got a cheat code. You can buy what she likes. So studs, don't be shaming dudes. And when this sex, in this sex thing, I think I'm somewhat of a veteran. Now, not saying I'm great at sex, but I had some experiences. I done had over 30 years of having sex, so I know a little bit, but I'm not saying I'm the best. Now, if I ran into a female that's deeper than normal, me myself, I'll make adjustments, especially if it's a female that I really like. And communication is the key to anything. You know, if we had sex after our sexual encounter, I want to ask, well, I would not ask if my sex is good. That's one thing fellas messed up, because if the sex is good, you should know it. But you should not have to ask the woman, is it good or not? Me, myself, I'm going to ask, what is it that she likes? Or what is it that she's into? That's the problem. Like, that's the problem many times men have. They assume that she did good because she was making noise, or she was moaning or whatever, she was hollering or whatever, and that's all the wrong case. And a lot of times too, if it's too big, you don't want a woman to be hollering. Really, when you're having sex, she don't have to say nothing, because some women you have sex with, they concentrating on getting their nut. They quiet. It's a breathing technique. It's a lot go into it. So if you are in the vagina and you're looking for her to make a lot of noises, that's not the case. Don't worry about the noises. You worry about hitting her right spots. And sometimes she can have an orgasm and don't even say a word, but it's like you know that you're hitting the right spots. Now, and no matter, I know a lot of women disagree, no matter how small the penis is, if she getting her nut, the size of the penis would never be a problem. I say this again. No matter how small his dick is, or a woman says or think that it is, if he's getting her to come orgasm, she's all right. His dick could be 1 inch long, and she might look at it and laugh. But if he could bring her to shaking and juices running all down her leg, she's okay with it. She's not going to speak on it in a negative manner, negative way, whatever. And the penis size would never be a factor if he gives her foreplay, saying the right things, complimenting her on a daily basis, opening doors, listening to her, be a shoulder for her to cry on, always have a back, be willing to apologize if you're wrong, and try not to go to bed upset. I learned this a long time ago. You know, he mad, she mad. Sometimes just be the bigger person. Just say, look, I apologize. It's just that easy. Now, if you're doing most of the things that I just said, satisfying her sexually won't be that hard. See, the thing that a lot of men don't know, this is what they don't know. And it's just by me communicating with guys, younger guys, some of my friends. Having good sex starts way before the bedroom. Way, long way before the bedroom. And a lot of men don't realize it. It's stuff you're doing, like I said, like I previously said, on a daily basis, you know, complimenting her. Sometimes you might text her. You might tell her how nice she looked. You might kiss her on the neck. Sometime, hey, leave a little note in her car. Let her know how proud you are to be with her. A lot of this stuff adds up to keeping that woman happy. Now, if you're doing all these things, by the time she get in the bedroom, all this has done, you know, she's gushy all through the day. She's feeling this all through the day. And she can't wait to get home to get you into the bedroom. But see, men look at it. You do what you think is right. Then all of a sudden, you want to get home and you want sex. Okay, you ain't talked to this lady all day. You ain't complimented. You ain't opened no doors. You ain't cooked no meals. You ain't did none of this. But you automatically expect her to get ready for sex and to be happy about it. You got to lead up with good intentions. You got to prove that she's the one. You like it. You want it. You want to get some more of it. But like I said, a man can be arrogant, doing what the hell he wants, jumping on her, getting his, and not worried about her. And that's where the problem comes. That's when the woman begins to talk, or she might even tell her girlfriends how terrible men are at sex. But like I say, sometimes men got a lure. They gotta put that ego away. And you got to talk to this woman. You got to talk to this woman to see what it is that she likes. And it's like this. a woman, a man has to understand, women are like this. Women are like, now, I mean, if you're a little older, you'll understand this. Women are like an old school Chevy or Cadillac, you know. You have to warm them up before you can operate that vehicle. A woman is the same way. It's the same way. It's like you know, well, some of you might know if you got a little age on you. If you got an old Cadillac or whatever, you got to warm it up. You got to get in it and you got to let it warm up probably 20, 30 minutes. And in that 20 to 30 minutes, it'll be ready to go. But you can't rush it, because if it's like a, and now, when I say an old Cadillac or Chevy, I'm not calling a woman old. I'm just talking procedures about if you own an old vehicle. I once had a 1967. I sold it. But one thing about that 1967, I could not get in it and drive it and expect to get the best results. I would start it up sometime and I let it sit there maybe a few minutes. So what I'm saying is, not calling a woman old. She's like an old school Chevy. You got to warm her up. And fellas, what I mean about this, when you warm her up, you gotta do other things. Kiss her, rub her, talk to her, or whatever. You can't just go to her thinking that you can put your penis in her and she'll be ready. Because and look at it like this. Just because you're hot and ready, you're warmed up, and that doesn't mean that she is. You can't take it upon herself to get aroused. I mean, us men, you know, we can get a hard on just by looking. Like throughout the day. Now, you know, we might get 5-6 hard ons just by looking, just by thinking. A woman is a little different. You got to do things. You can't look at her and just want to jump in her. I mean, if you've been together for a while, sometime you play around or whatever, you know, she might come home or whatever, about to head back out, you jump on her. But it's fun and play. She likes that. But if she letting you jump in it like that, she feels something for you. And you have been doing the right things leading up to that point. But like I said, she's like a Chevy. Warm her up 20, 30 minutes and then put your penis in. If you warm her up 20, 30 minutes before actually getting in the vagina, I can guarantee you 9 times out of 10, she gonna come. She is gonna come. Now, some women, it don't take all that. They come just like this. But the average woman, she wants to be touched. She wants to be kissed, and she wants all of the other. Give her some time. Give her 10 to 20 minutes before you just sticking it in. Now, all you guys are just going and sticking it in. You're the ones having problems with relationships. Because it's like you're jumping from woman to woman. I mean, at least please one woman before you feel like you could jump from woman to woman. But if you are meeting these women and just going right in with no communication, that's where the problem lies. And a lot of times too, when it comes to sexual encounters, if that's what you like, if that's the main thing in your relationship, I blame a lot of women for this, for what's going on. Because if 9 times out of 10 right now, ladies, you can talk to one of your girlfriends and your girlfriend is not happy in the bedroom with her dude, her partner, her husband, her wife, or whatever. And the reason why I'm blaming y'all is because you're not telling these guys that, hey, I need more more effort in the bedroom. I need more out of you. Now, if you women are quick to run and tell your friends first, you know, how is a guy supposed to know? Like I said, something, this communication thing, it works on both ends. You know, if you know your man just want to jump in and he ain't pleasing you, let him know. Let him know, because maybe he'll, if he's a real man, he'll try to figure it out. If he's a little boy, he'll get mad and probably move to the next. But at least let him know. And fellas, if you like this woman and you don't have enough dick for her, don't be too ashamed to add some toys in the relationship. When you're getting intimate, add toys. And if, you know, if you're going to do this, be man enough to say, hey, babe, let's go to the store. Invite her to the store with you to go get some toys, to add, to spice it up a little bit. Because every now and then, you got to spice it up a little bit. So don't feel like that you don't have enough dick because you go to a toy store. No, that's not it. And don't get mad. And if she say she want to add toys, don't get mad. Add the toys. Do what works. Whatever it is, try to please that woman. Try to please that woman. You know, like I say, I mean, it doesn't make you less of a man to add a toy to the relationship. But being mature and being a grown man, you understand this. And little boys, you might not get it. If you getting mad about a woman want to add toys to the relationship, or you disagree with me about saying adding a toy to the relationship, you're still a little boy and you're searching. You don't get it yet. Now, and also, ladies, this just my opinion. And if you need 9 inches or more, you might need a pussy rejuvenation. Or you just better invest in some good dildos. Because 9 inches, that's a lot of dick. 9 inches is a lot of dick to take. Now, usually, women that take 9 inches usually have that Arby's looking coochie. When I say Arby's looking coochie, I mean before you even get in it, the lips are laid to the side. It just looked like a lot of roast beef on the pussy before you enter the vagina. And hey, I've had something like that. But hey, it is what it is. But yeah, if you taking 9 inches, I mean, you're gonna be upset with a lot of guys. If you can take 9 inches and that's what you're into, you can take 9 inches, hey, more power to you. But if, fellas, if you got a woman and if she has if she can take 9 inches, she's very, very deep, and you know you're working with a good side penis. If she could take 9 inches, the thing is, when you have sex with a woman, it's like this. When you enter her, don't try to hit the bottom or go to the back. See, that's where you fail at. Don't be trying to go deep. What you do, if she's deep like that, she have a left wall, she have a right wall, she have a upper. If you can't reach that back, you tear the walls up. You put more motion in your hip action. Because 9 times out of 10, if she's real deep, if she's 9 inches deep, whoever was hitting it, he was going in and out, in and out. Man, he never thought about excuse me. He never thought about touching those walls. And this is something I know for sure. You got to hit that left wall, the right side, and you can go up. Left wall, right wall, hit up. You ain't always got to go to the back. But if you stroke those walls long enough, she's gonna get the feeling that she needs. Don't care how deep she is. She's so deep because ain't nobody touched those walls yet, to the left or the right. They don't stroke to the left or the right. They in and out, in and out, in and out. Most of the time, that's not gonna please a woman the way she wants to be pleased. You gotta stroke those walls. And ladies, on a serious note, this serious. Before I close out, I gotta say this. And listen to me well. If his dick is small and he is fulfilling your other needs, like, for instance, if he's paying bills, he's a good boyfriend, husband, respectful, communicates, and take care of them badass kids that your big dick ex left you with, let him put it in your butt. Just let him put it in your butt. But don't let that man go if he got all those other credentials, because you classify him in the small dick category. Because I guarantee you, the nigga with the big dick, he out there right now, still searching and hunting. But he don't have any credentials. He got a big dick, but he don't respect women. He ain't paying no bills, because hell, he ain't paying you no child support. So just put that thought, leave that thought in your mind. If you got a small dick nigga, or not nigga, just small dick man, and he's doing all this other stuff, don't be too willing to throw him to the wolves. Because you can train him. Because nowadays, it ain't a lot of good, I don't think it's a lot of good men left. And a lot of these guys are let go because of their dick size. But ladies, y'all better think again. If he's paying bills, he's respectful, communicates. Look, and stop telling your girlfriends about him coming up short in the bedroom. Because trust me, if you don't see the good in him and you got a girlfriend, she gonna see the good in him. Because she gonna make that small dick work. You gonna be on the opposite end searching. So stop running to tell your girls he ain't working with nothing. And talk to him. And that's all I have. But I want to continue this conversation. And I would love for a female to come on with me. Love for a female to come on with me. Well, this week in the news, I know y'all heard about the biggest thing about the Haitians at the border. They're getting whipped. And Joe Biden and VP, Vice President, they don't give a damn. They just, Biden and Harris don't give a damn. Like I say, people were so upset at Trump about his antics, about what was going on in the world. But just know this. Trump did it in the open. He let you know. What Biden and Harris do, they'll say something in the public, but behind the scenes, they saying something different. So the change of the presidency, it didn't really change a lot. It didn't. And that's all I have this week. It's like, and it's sad about what's going on with these Haitians. It's just sad. And, I just hate it. But I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. I done took out almost a half hour. But like I said, I had to get this topic out of the way because people have been asking me about it. I'm no professional at talking about size in the bedroom, but I just gave my little points of views or whatever. And in the future, I would love to have a woman on. And y'all just have a safe Sunday. And I'll get back with y'all next week. And remember, I got a secret to tell y'all, but I'm going to keep it. I ain't going to announce it till October. I got a big secret to tell y'all. All right. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend to listen. I'm out.